marriage ride, leaving letters at the side, with light, bright, admirable and ideal. You can hear the sounds of progress, cities, trains, shops, vehicles, and world-class cuisines. Much in the making, progress can be breathtaking, especially when it looks nothing like it should.
Nothing like it should. Should.
So when it's dark, shine your light, so the world could be bright, and the hope for response will not be, and then those in the dark will now see. Wanna look in your eyes, really wanna see you smile. Smile, cause it's been a while. Smile, smile, cause it's been a while.
And you can tee in a well-seasoned group. With ease you characterize a well-developed composition in dance, escorted by extensive percussiveness. Yes, at the beat drop you move. Got to watch it, cause public is the new private. So make new sounds, deepening a lustrous root. Make well-deserved art, and make content your contender. And if you want our shit, find the nearest stylist.
So when it's dark, shine your light, so the world could be bright, and the hope for response will not be, and then those in the dark will now see. Wanna look in your eyes, really wanna see you smile. Smile, cause it's been a while. Smile, cause it's been a while.
Because you had to go back to work this week on a Monday because bills have to pay, right? Because if you choose not to smile, it's a frown, and that takes more energy, really. You know, we can turn that around. Oh.
Yeah.
Mr. J Dub. We are here right now with the takeover. It is Michael St. George. Listen, this gentleman has done it all. Not just an artist, but this man is full of inspiration. You know, he's full of good energy. Anything, when you combine good energy with other creative minds, the outcome is endless. So, in your experience in music, I know what it is that you've done, but can you just kind of, how did you first get involved, not even into doing what you're just music? What is the, where did it all start from? That's the question. Where did it all start? Where did Michael St. George get this? Hey, I like this. Okay, let me put this in. Okay, let me, because we know through the creative energies, so many, there are so many branches. Yeah. And when you drop that creative seed, it grows and has a very powerful spiritual root. So where did that start from, if you can let us know?
Yeah, well, I have to give thanks. Let me just segue before we go into that and just say the last time I spoke to you, I was in Australia. And you told the people that if they're listening to this, they should pull off the highway and rock and smile. And I laughed when I heard that, you know. And so it's been a journey, my brother. It's been a journey. I have to give thanks to Mama. Give thanks to Mama and Papa.
Give thanks to
the African roots. Give thanks to the consciousness of caring about the world, being a responsible human being in the world. And through those nurturing we get to recognize that we have a significant role to play. And that role is to be inspired and to inspire. And so it's a reciprocal exchange. So from with the Jamaica, to be honest, the inspiration came. And we have been listening to a lot of creative works, not just on the stage. You know, we have gone to see and listen to things and experience things in the street. And so we bring that to the music. You know what I mean? We bring that to the music. And I sit again, I always like to say, I feel comfortable and excited to be here with you. At that intersection of poetry and music, I really feel comfortable at that intersection. And we stretching it. We testing it and stretching it to see how far we can go with it. And as I said, there is no other competition but myself. You know what I mean? So in every step of the way, I try to be more creative, try to challenge myself some more and see what better meal, creative meal I can offer to the people of the world. Because that's what it's about, you know? It's about raising vibrations and stewing up a menu that can bring people vibration to another level. And smile is like that. Smile is one of those things that brings you back to the place of joy, brings you back to the place of knowing your human power. And you contain a well-seasoned groove, you know, with ease you characterize a well-developed composition in dance, escorted by extensive percussive necks. Yeah, at the beat drop you groove. So you got to watch it, because public is the new private. So make new sounds, deepen the lustrous roots, make well-deserved art. And if you want to talk nonsense, we call it shit. Yeah, find the nearest toilet, because there's a lot of people out there talking nonsense. And we're coming with a vibration that is assertive and bold and graceful, knowing that people need to hear things that make sense, you know, because that's what music is about. So smile, because we really want to look in your eyes and we really want to see you smile, because it's been a while, you know.
It's been a long time. 93.3 CFM, the IRS, with the one and only Michael St. George for the takeover. But right now, we have some more music on deck. We just, you know, make this flow the way that we'd like it to. Well, actually, the way that he would like it to, because he is the guest today, taking over. Reverse, take it away.
Thankful for life. Sando Commando. All Orthodox. Bingy. 12 tribe. Bubba.
We have been chatting since creation. Warning and prophesying to the nation. Spreading love, peace and joy and good vibration. And I wouldn't want to listen well then. Them judgmen come. We've been chatting since
creation. Thankful for life. Sando Commando. All Orthodox, Bingy, 12 tribe, Bubba.
We have been chatting since creation. Warning and prophesying to the nation. Spreading love, peace and joy and good vibration. And I would not want to listen well then. Them judgment come.
Yo.
Some talk about Elohim, some talk about Anunnaki. Selassie, I is the king of kings, so I no fear Illuminati. How them divide the thing, but I and I no join no party. Organize and centralize it, all the words of Marcus Garvey. The all make man the same Atlantean, Sumerian the same Ethiopian. Awaken the people one by one. But who now go hear them again? We have been chatting since creation. Warning and prophesying to the nation. Spreading love, peace and joy and good vibration. And I would not want to listen well then. Them judgment come. We've been chatting since creation. Warning and prophesying to the nation. Spreading love, peace and joy and good vibration. And I would not want to listen well then. Them judgment come. From time immemorial we have left our traces in megalithical structures situated in numerous places. Facts over fiction bring the truth, let's face it. Down to the brass tacks,
down to the basics. Ancient teachers from up Timbuktu, senses and students early morning view. Mortals and immortals, they in a plain view, doing what we've got to do. We have been chatting since creation, warning and prophesying to the nation, spreading love, peace and joy and good vibration. And I wanna listen well then, them judgment come. We've been chatting since creation, warning and prophesying to the nation, spreading love, peace and joy and good vibration. And I wanna listen well then, them judgment come. Yeah.
Thankful for life.
Yes, you just heard the Sibian sword.
All Orthodox.
And give
12 tribes. Thanks.
We do this, you know, representing Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah. Yeah. CFMU.ca to the world.
You have something to say, MSG?
Consciousness, consciousness. Yeah, and of course it's IRS, see? So the most important thing that you understand is the balance of what comes through the griots of the Caribbean, because of course Calypso is known for speaking certain consciousness and commentary on the world. So we give thanks. We're not surprised that this is coming out of Trinidad, you know? Yeah, man, give thanks.
Organize and centralize it on the word of Marcus Garvey. They all make man the same Atlantean, Sumerian, the same Ethiopian. Awaken the people one by one, but we will not go hear them again. We have been chatting since creation, warning and prophesying to the nation, spreading love, peace and joy and good vibration. And I would not want to listen when then them judgment come. We've been chatting since creation, warning and prophesying to the nation, spreading love, peace and joy and good vibration. And I would not want to listen when then them judgment come. From time immemorial we have left our traces in megalithical structures situated in numerous places. Facts over fiction bring the truth, let's face it. Down to the brass tacks, down to the basics. Ancient teachers from up Timbuktu, senses and students early morning view. Mortals and immortals, they in a plain view, doing what we've got to do. We have been chatting since creation, warning and prophesying to the nation, spreading love, peace and joy and good vibration. And I would not want to listen when then them judgment come. We've been chatting since creation, warning and prophesying to the nation, spreading love, peace and joy and good vibration. And I would not want to listen when then them judgment come. Now, the land and the air and the water will roam, for the fire of my culture is written in stone. My knowledge of the cosmic and the stars are well known, and in Ethiopia the oldest tone. For mystical movements only for those who see need for improvements within their lives and all that they've been doing. For many were called and few were chosen, yeah. We have been chatting since creation, warning and prophesying to the nation, spreading love, peace and joy and good vibration. And I would not want to listen well then them judgment come. We've been chatting since creation, warning and prophesying to the nation, spreading love, peace and joy and good vibration. And I would not want to listen well then.
Yes, 90.3 CFMU, the IRS International Reggae and Soca. Speaking of good vibes being spread, I just want to, you know, pick up everyone who came out and support the fundraising for DJ Chico. You know, that was amazing. All the love and all the support, you know, for our soldier. And, you know, we wish, again, just sending out big positive energy, big positive vibes. MSG. So right now we have another track by Michael St. George. I'll let you introduce this one.
Yeah, this is one of the earlier pieces called Caged In, you know. We've been in a reflection mode probably for the last 4 months, to be honest. And this is one of those pieces that just remind I of the journey. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to be caged in. Just listen to it and then we speak, you know.
Right here, 93.3 CFMU. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend.
You are tuned into IRS with Mr. J and Verse One in the mix.
Don't know what we fight for life. Verse One.
To be sorry if you simply refuse to see the depth and the degree, pride, persistence and dignity, gatekeepers, this is a mind job, lip job, blasting off from the past into the future, this is the sound, this is the sound of rebellion, locked in, open the gate, let out the full gatekeepers.
Yeah, greetings my people. Just to give you some context of this particular piece, this is from an album called Dubbing the Vibes, and a beautiful, beautiful, amazing soul, not just the beauty of her voice, a sister called Pam Hall, legendary Jamaican singer, love her, yeah, until this day. And I have to give thanks for the introduction to Pam Hall by, of course, Mr. Benjamin Myers, which we worked on this one together, you know. So this is one of the archival pieces from the vault, you know. Caged in dub. Yes.
Only she who free can help me to help you for you to help yourself. This is a mind job, lip job, blasting off from the past into the future. This is the sound of rebellion, laughing, open the gate and let out the full gatekeepers. Do you hear what I say? Sorry if you simply refuse to see the depth and the degree, pride, persistence and dignity, gatekeepers, this is a mind job, lip job, blasting off from the past into the future. This is the sound of rebellion, love, God's been
let out the gatekeepers.
I don't want to be caged. 93.3 CPV, that is Michael St. George. That is the track called Caged In. Yeah, right now.
Do you want to be?
I don't want to be caged in.
The question is, do you want
to be caged in? No, not in any sense.
Man want to be free.
Free.
Yeah. And you see, that is what we did. We wrote that because we know that we want to be what?
Free.
Free.
Is it? We have a next track
some
right now.
Some of us will always be free. This is it. I sing my own song. Let my conscience be my guide. Yeah. I do no wrong. I have nothing to hide. So just be nice when you see me being natural, yeah. Gonna live my life without your approval. Well, accept me for what I am. Don't try to change me. You must think I'm careless when I'm only being carefree. Life would be boring if we all behave like you. No matter what you do, some of us always different from you. Some of us will always be free. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Some of us will always be naturally free. Come again, we say, some of us will always be. Some of us will always be naturally free. And that's how we want to stay, because we were born that way, you know?
Naturally.
Exactly. This is the takeover, you know?
This is the takeover show right here in Michael St. George.
I sing my own song. It's a simple melody, yeah. So you can just sing along, join the harmony. Wouldn't it be irie if we all live and let live? Respect the earth and never take more than you give. Again, respect the earth and never take more than you give. So, respect the earth and never take more than that is for you, cause what? Some of us will always be. Some of us will always be naturally free. Let me say again, some of us will always be free. Yeah, we claim that. Some of us will always be naturally. Some of us will always be, yeah, man. Say no more. Say no more.
Some of us will always be,
yeah,
naturally
free.
93.3. Always, yeah. On the sea. FMU.
This is the takeover. Takeover, you know, there's some amazing things about takeover, and there's some not so amazing things about takeover. If we really think about the history of takeover, sometimes it is brutal. This one is a loving one. We're invited to takeover, but sometimes takeover can be really aggressive, you know, and it always leads to a certain level of domination, and sometimes it leads to the stripping of resources and the turning upside of culture and the reaping and robbing of culture. We know that throughout the history of what is particularly has happened in Africa and throughout other places.
And throughout the world, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So we understand the takeover, but this is not the typical takeover. What do you have to say about the takeover?
This is a Thanksgiving type of operation, you know?
Yeah.
So, again, we give thanks and we give, you know, we when we do these takeover shows, I want you to understand it's not just anybody that we let come and take over. It's
It's
only a select few. And
absolutely,
for those who don't know, this is the one and only, the Michael St. George MSG to the world. Make sure you check him on at Michael St. George Dub, right? On the Instagram, Facebook, on the X, and yeah, where
on
again?
My site is very important to visit.
Yes,
Michael St. George Dub, of course.
Of
you know?
Course, because there's a lot of different content that's on there, and he has something for everybody. You know?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Your Again, so I appreciate you because you are, you know, multifaceted in the arts. Which, is there one that, out of and I know it's an awkward question because I get to ask the same question too. So I just, sometimes I don't get to ask other creative minds, is there one that is more dominant than the other? Is there one that you go to, like, is your go-to maybe to make you feel free or to make you smile?
One as in, let me just get some clarification.
So, you know, whether it is the spoken word,
yeah,
or if it's the music itself, and even different facets of music, from the writing to the production, etc., or being a musician, you know,
is, yeah, there, it's
in, and then hold on a second, mm-hmm. because verse, look at me.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know what? This is our show, and we fail when it comes to. When it comes to the dress code tonight, we fail. Me and you. This is our show. Look at look. We just dressed.
You're being free.
You're being free. You are showing off style and fashion. So you know all of these different arts.
Yeah.
That you, well, even ones that you might not be aware that you are a master of. Is there one that you know?
Yeah, you know,
does one speak out more than the rest?
That's a really interesting question. Let me look at that. I'd like to say thank you for inviting me to be here. This is not something that is a selective few that you said give an opportunity. So, I do appreciate of that, my brother.
Respect.
And it's a grand pleasure to be here. Long time we really not connect. You know what I mean?
Right.
Years now. So.
Right.
We give thanks for the spirit of the ancestor that's guide us and protect us and preserve us to be here this day. In regards to your question, it's like the uniform, you know. It's you get up and you put on some clothes and you prepare yourself for each day. And every day is never the same, you know. Even though them say it have the same hours and things, it's never the same. The reality is that we are a vessel. And so if whatever sparked the birth of something, we try and run with it. So sometimes, yes, it is a melody. Sometimes, you know, it is a word. And we always give credence to the word, because in the beginning was the word. And the word orally was always present before written. The oral word is always and more powerful and present more than the written word. So we give credence to that. But to color it, to give it life and legs, you know, other things come along the way. So, you know, a guitar riff or, you know, something on the drum might come, or just a melody might come without even any words, and we have to find words for it later. So, in essence, we remain a vessel. We try and prepare ourselves to make ourselves clean and receptive and honorable, so that when the thing come true, you know, we are worthy. So that's how I approach it, to be honest.
Me, it's just my chief influence right now is food.
I like that.
That's my chief influence right now. It's food. So food will put me in the direction of the art of what I'm choosing at the moment. You know, and right now I'm doing the acting thing right now, so that's why a lot of people don't see me out and about. And,
right.
You know, I'm working on
another multifaceted man.
This is not my show. This is your show today. This is not IRS. This is the Takeover IRS
edition. Credit
Michael
is due.
St. George.
You know what
I mean? No.
All right, Michael St. George. We're not going to talk about Michael St. George tonight.
So we will pay some bills right now, or at least one bill. We'll take a short commercial break. Come right back with some more with Michael St. George and some more music. You just never know what we'll play here. 93.3 CFMU IRS International Reggae and Soco, The Takeover with Michael St. George. Yeah.
Girl Guide cookies are coming!
Girl Guides are excited to bring classic chocolate and vanilla Girl Guide cookies one step closer to cookie lovers in Hamilton.
One box of cookies costs $6, and all proceeds go toward helping girls build confidence, friendship, and lifelong skills.
Learn more about Girl Guides at girlguides.ca.
And keep an eye out for Girl Guides selling cookies in your community this spring.
Thank you.
93.3 CFMU. If That Day, the track by the one and only Michael St. George, is here for the Takeover Show. You know, we don't do this all the time, but we love when we have inspirational people, superstars, who are doing great things. There's so many things that you do. So this is not an interview. This is just us vibes in the studio.
Absolutely.
We're going off of your direction.
Absolutely.
Tell a little bit about this track here.
Yeah, coming off Free, the tail end of Free, I think this is more, you know, in line with where we're at, kind of in the world and in the spirit of my vibration, is that it's time for us to look at the world differently. I mean, there's some popular people say the world is in transformation. And of course, this one is really talking about where we are in the world and looking forward to that day. You know what I mean? If that day never finally come, where we all live as one, but hopefully we'll find more peace and harmony in this land. You know?
So this is this track here, the inspiration behind it and the message is something that we can spread to each and every person.
Yeah.
You know, everybody can understand it. So this is another thing that, you know, we appreciate in your music and in your message, is that, you know, although you are very, you are a genius and an engineer when it comes to, you know, the spoken word, but your message is for everyone, so everyone can catch it. You understand? So it doesn't matter if you are a small child to a grown adult, if you're a student, if you dropped out of school, or whatever the situation is, there's always someone that can relate to what it is that you put out. So we appreciate that, you know. Again, at Michael St. George Dub, give it a follow, check the page, look at all the things that this gentleman is doing. You've been all over the world. You are multi-continental.
we give thanks for the opportunity.
Talk a little bit about the last, like, let the listeners know about the last tour that you were on. We were talking about the last tour. I believe that's when you went to the continent, correct?
Yeah, well, it's a while now, you know. Cause to be honest, since, you know, the 2019-20 madness that shut down the world,
right,
we really don't do a tour and travel like how we used to. But we are still, you know, citizens of the world. So we still go out and introduce the work to people, and we get the invitations, we show up. We were privileged to be in Australia to do some things prior to the old, madness that happened. And then we return for a number of reasons. We give thanks, you know, in the process that we were able to finish up Smile and get a chance to release it in Australia. You know what I mean?
And how is it being received in Australia right now?
People love it, man. Okay. People love it.
Big up Australia. What time is it now in Australia?
Yeah, yeah.
It's morning. Well, good morning.
About 9, 10, 10, 11.
Good morning to the listeners in Australia.
Yeah.
Listening right here, 93.3 CFMU, CFMU.ca. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for letting him come back to us.
Give thanks. Yeah,
we'll send him back soon. Not now, though.
Yeah, man. Sydney and beyond. It's 10:34 now. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, people rise up. So it's just about 14 hours ahead.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, all the way up the coast, up to Byron Bay and, you know, Brisbane and all those places, we give thanks. So this particular one is really just looking carefully at where we are in the world. And we had people like Chyna Smith playing that beautiful guitar on it. You know what I mean? We got some really good support from Sheldon Bernard on this particular track as well. And some amazing vocals. I'm trying to remember the sister's name now. It eludes me. Beautiful vibration in Jamaica. And here we come again, you know. We transition from that to Smile. So we give thanks for the opportunity to present a variety of subject matters to the world for us to contemplate and enjoy and move and groove to. That's really what we're about, you know what I mean? Yeah. Food. Food.
Nourishment.
Yes, exactly. Food, you know? So
is there any particular style that is influencing you at the moment in terms of like, you know, the musical creation? Is there something that you know what? Because many, I'm sure many of our listeners, they you know, maybe they're not familiar with what people are listening to in Australia. Is there something that has maybe that is big there, is emerged there, but hasn't quite come over? Like how the Korean people had the K-pop and that come over. You know, certain areas have their style of music or musical influence, and then it takes time to come over. The Afro beats was here, but then, you know, like because it wasn't popularized. And then, you know, our communities kind of went through what I call an abandonment phase.
Yeah.
Coming out of the late 90s, where we weren't reconnecting back. Many people were not reconnecting back to the roots. Things moved away. So Afrobeat was always there, but then, you know, these things they're very cyclical. They have a way of coming right back. So now it's come back with a vengeance, and it's here. It will not go anywhere. So is there something in Australia that is like a type of music that's out there that we should kind of maybe be aware of, or even an artist that you say, you know what, this one, he or she is coming?
Yeah, there's I don't know if you know the people know about desert reggae. There's a particular kind of reggae that comes out of Australia. It's more desert reggae. It's an indigenous, it's the influence that, I don't want to use the word indigenous, it's a First Nation, First People encounter with roots reggae. You know, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Burning Spear, Jimmy Cliff, you know, Culture, all of those, you know, amazing stalwarts of the music. You know, so that intersection give birth to a thing called desert reggae. And it's been around for a while. But just like all that thing, the table turning, roots and consciousness is back on the table. You understand me?
Yes.
Back on the table, seriously. And so I say every artist that is dealing with roots and culture right now, just move that forward. If you have something positive to say to the world, just move it forward with a certain level of bold and gracefulness, because it is right. The time is ripe for that, and people are looking for consciousness. You understand me? So that is the thing. But the other thing is that I am at my edge of creating different vibrations, different fusions that I feel from different influences as well, because I don't really listen as much as I used to what's happening out there. You know, I try and make sure that I listen to my own tune, my own vibration, whatever is happening within me, so I can bring that to the world, because that's how things like Smile come through. You understand me? It's a different vibration. You know, people have said to me, yeah, you never really hear dub and poetry like this, with, you know, so much melody and, you know, harmonies and, you know, tight and pumping. So it's because I stay tuned to my vibrations as much as I possibly can, but I also, you know, welcome and support anyone else that is listening to them own inspiration to come and unearth something, because there's always changes happening, just like fashion and food.
it always comes back.
Well, food is nourishment, so I like it to that, you know.
Do we have another track from MSG? Okay, so we will transition into another. This is the international, as an artist of the world, but we are going to bring it more local, GTA area. This track is from Shally, and it's called Freezing, right here, 93.3 CFMU.
Like a thief in the night, boy, you stole my heart. Fancy, fancy. sunshine in my weather. You bring natural disaster. When rain fall, no umbrella. You bring natural disaster. You take my pain for pleasure. I just want you forever. You say you can do better, but you can't get.
Yeah, 93.3 CFMU is the takeover right here. A takeover edition with Michael St. George. Don't forget, you know, we are always out on the scene. It's all about Big League. All right, July 13th. Many, many different DJs on this one. Big up Bull Boss Promo and the crew. Doing it like they always do. Big League is an annual event. All right, so make sure you check this one out. Saturday, July 13th. Okay. Also, there is the Denim and White Unity Boat Ride. Denim and White. So, I know I am talking. I know you can hear me. So, if you show up wearing red or plaid, we'll get to that one in a moment. There's a dress code. Denim and White. Denim and White. It's a dress code, all right? You can't be more simple than that. Denim and White, all right? And it's a Unity Boat Ride, Saturday, June 8th. So that's next week, all right? Early bird tickets, advanced tickets are $65. Early bird tickets online, $60. So, and it comes with food as well. So that's on board the Stella Borealis, all right? So that boat ride, again, Denim and White. Big up Ultimate Vibes Entertainment, Hill Garden, and the whole crew. You know what? Doing this again. I hope this becomes an annual event as well. Yeah. So, yeah. I want to big up everybody. Last time we spoke, big up everybody who came out to Vintage. All right. The annual event, 90s edition. Again, big up all the DJs. The lineup was crazy. I want to send my respect to everyone who sent their greetings for my Earth Strong weekend. It was very nice, very touching. And yeah, so again, look out for more details about the next Vintage that's coming up. We usually do this 2 or 3 times a year. And the all-white Vintages, that's the one you don't want to miss for sure. Speaking of don't want to miss, there's an event called Glow, and that's taking place inside of Zen. That's on Saturday, June 9th, and that's going to be like the after party for the boat ride. So you wear your white and denim for the boat ride in the afternoon, and then in the nighttime you come and wear glow, red, everything glowing. June 8th. All right, DJ Snoopy, DJ Noobs, J Rev, Verse One, Mr. J, we'll all be there. So come and check us out, okay? It's at the hottest place in the good old city of Hamilton. Yeah, so that's what we do. You know, we're keeping the vibes going and flowing and going and flowing and going and flowing. Mr. St. George, this is your night, and we're doing a takeover.
Yeah, man, of course. And there's a challenge in the takeover.
All right, so there's a challenge in the takeover.
Yeah.
So
it's nice to be privy to this track, though. It's called Freezing. It's quite apt for Toronto, you know. Yeah, that's one of the reasons we don't stay here much anymore. Because well, I tell you, when it's ready to freeze, freezing. But yeah, give thanks. We love to hear. And there's a brother, Tony Anthony, doing some things with Reggae Art out of Toronto and supporting and promoting I give the vibration 100% support. All that has been happening over the years for reggae music and for the culture in Canada. You know, it's really important. Very, very important. So give thanks for everyone who have contributed to that and is contributing to that right now. Patrick Roots, yeah. Big love. Yeah.
Big up, big up, big up. So we have the track right now. We'll try this?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, this is a challenge, ladies and gentlemen. This is a challenge. I don't know exactly what is coming, but... Well, allow me to introduce myself, because I am the dub poetic edutainer with the fire of the human spirit. I am multimedia forms, delivering forms. I am images, movements, sounds upon sounds. I am drum beat, bass beat. I am rhythm, sweet, 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 sweet. I am metaphors and rhymes. And some say I'm ex-convict of lyrical crimes. But I am the dub poetic edutainer with the fire of the human spirit. And all over the world you have dubbers, plenty, plenty dubbers, 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 dubbers. Dubbers with flair, charisma and style. Dubbers, dubbers, dubbers. Dubbers who swear but I do not. Dubbers who scare and militants lead them to incarceration. They're locked away, dubbers. Plenty, plenty dubbers. But I am the dub poetic edutainer with the fire of the human spirit. And I'm here to bring you a message. Just a simple message in every pulsating humanistic bit that bites. In every pulsating humanistic bit that bites.
MSG, accepting so the challenge.
What a, what a.
Come again.
So what a ting, 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 ting. When you look upon the cost of living. Cost of living, yes, cost of living. What a ting, ting, rititi, ting, ting, ting. When you look upon the cost of living. Cost of living, yes, cost of living. And Mary Jane says she can't take the pain. She say one day gonna take the plane. But me not take the money and buy gold chain. And little after that, me go sniff cocaine. Cause me have kids at home with a lot to gain. Lot to gain, yes, a lot to gain. Daddy couldn't take it and him gone insane. One, gone insane. What a ting, ting. And what a ting, ting.
Vibes 93.3 CFMU, the IRS International Reggae and Soca. That was Michael St. George.
Feeling the challenge.
Accepting the challenge. And might I say, conquered as always. Verse, I don't even know where you found this one. Yeah.
So yes, we got verse.
We got more coming up right now. Tune in. We got a couple more minutes left. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. All right, now.
Badder than, badder than, badder than. Bad from me bad. Where you get your badder from? Thing where me get. Could have come from Afghanistan. They don't want to see this cross. Mike me up in my hand. Badder man, you know me vibes can done. Lyrics them a fire like a bullet from a gun. Big badder man from outer England. When me lyrics start fire, watch a sun why run.
With the rapper pam pam. From a guy this day program. Shatter slam slam. Them say them a bad man. Me have a hawk. Which one? When we a fire shot. Pull pin and fling bam. Them dead be a fit. Trample them like king. Dogs pull up by your foot. And none of them no sing. Some balaclava pan face. Matic in a hand. When I have time for waste. With the rapper pam pam. Shatter slam me badder than. Badder than. Badder than. Badder than. Badder than. Badder than. Badder than.
nobody better than we.
Badder than, badder than, badder than.
Badder than, badder than, badder than.
This is the takeover. Yeah.
Another 3.3 CFMU. As I was saying before, tell a friend, spread this one. Don't forget the podcast. You download the podcast on CFMU.ca. And of course, you know what? Just before we get out of here, I'm going to let you know the socials. It is at DJ Verse One. It is at Michael St. George Dub. And it is at Mr. J Maka. It is always at IRS underscore show. All right. And we got Collective Rhythm Network taking over in about 7-6 minutes time. So there's another track that we have to feature. So how about you do the intro for the track,
MSG? We have a very small interlude for you, which is called the Great Idea Interlude. Drop it.
Great thoughts, you ask. I'm not sure I have any.
Something to think about, seriously.
I might think it's a great idea for majority of us to look more carefully at how we relate to each other on this planet. It is not a new idea. It's a great idea. It's an idea that majority of us need to act on. Yeah. We need to look at how we share the wealth on this planet. Historic injustice, narrowing the gaps between the have and the have-nots. You know, our youth, our elders, intergenerational relationships, the intersections between modern and ancient medicine, modern and ancient technology, and the wisdom therein. The balance, yeah, the balance, if there's any, between the dominant and the dominated. Yeah, where we draw our lines in the sand, pollution of the earth, seas, and skies. And Africa, Africa is the heartbeat of this planet. And the Congo, the center. And until the Congo and other places that are experiencing similar pains are elevated and alleviated, then the bodies on this planet will experience ill health. And let me tell you, man, I thought thinking is one of the highest order and functions of human beings. So let me tell you, think and act on these things accordingly. It is important. Trust me.
Yes, Rasta. All them black people that belong to Africa. So I say, where keep the giddy and the hat?
Aile!
Hey,
yo!
Babylon, when me walk, I trample down Babylon. cock and ride down Babylon. Who know why base they are with your clans and plans? Walk up trapping the man who no think who no can come take Mama Africa from me again. No who no can come take Mama Africa from we again. Who no think who no can come take Mama Africa from we again. No who no can come take Mama Africa from we again. True religion, you bomb down a Lebanon. Pick yourself and a blame Afghanistan. We do no tricks and cons, implement a plan. Then you go dig down Saddam. We see you a draw nearer and nearer. But the Isle Mama got na go share ya. Oh, me na get scared. We defend the square. Oh, Pasha Shamalongel, you no can come take Mama Africa from we again. Who no think you no can come take Mama Africa from we again. No, who no can come take Mama Africa from we again. Who no think you no can come take Mama Africa from we again. Them no like when we are in the hills. Them want we stay here fi pay them bills. When your things say you are safe, you are safe little cabbage. Them alone account off the mills. It's an authentic reggae beat. Let me skank off the shoes off of my feet. I get 3 feet.
93.3 CFM, the IRS International Reggae and Soca. It has been an amazing night, full of positivity, full of good vibes and vibration. I hope you enjoyed the show. This takeover shows is something different every single time. That's what we call a takeover. It's when the artist, the musician comes and they direct the show for you. So I hope you appreciate it. Tell a friend, of course, go to the podcast and check it out on CFMU.ca. Up next is Collective Rhythm Network, giving you that underground sound from 9 o'clock till about 10:30. All right, but before we go, MSG, you have something to say to the people?
Yeah, just want to say to you again, my brother, and to Verse, it is an honor to share company and space and time. You know, it is a pleasure to be introduced to your audience and get an opportunity to share my work. And we look forward to doing more things while I'm around. You know, we're going to be here in Canada for a little bit before we take off again. So we give thanks for the opportunity. And
all right.
Peace.
And
love.
That's it. We'll see you next week. Thank you so very much. Keep it locked right here. 93.3 CFMU.
Underground is sort of a state of information control rather than a place. It means having a lot of control about who knows what, about who you are and where you are. So you don't have a phone in the house. All phone calls are made from phone booths. I didn't.
Attention singers and songwriters, come on out to the first open mic night at The Grind. Wednesday, October 2nd, The Grind Cafe launches its new regular open mic night with your host, Paige. Get up and play in front of an audience. It'll be a casual vibe, no pressure, just musicians sharing music. Sign-up sheet is available. Ask at the counter at The Grind. Sign up now or even at the event itself. Whether you want to be the next superstar or you just want to share some new songs with an audience, you can have that moment at The Grind Cafe Open Mic Night.
Underground is sort of a state of information control rather than a place. It means having a lot of control about who knows what, about who you are and where you are. So you don't have a phone in the house. All phone calls were made from phone booths. I didn't hang out in places where a lot of people from my past were going to recognize me.
It's a parallel universe. I mean, the number of times that I would run into people who should have recognized me and didn't was astronomical. Because how would they recognize you? You were underground. So you couldn't possibly be walking out of that theater because you're not here. You're invisible.
Message for the DJ. I'm a house head forever.